What up? I'm Rock Harper. You're now listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. Your journey to entertainment, empowerment, and education in the food business begins right now. Let's go. Say your name for me?
Hugo.
All right, and you are the chef at New Realm?
Yeah, I'm with sous chef over at New Realm Brewery over in Atlanta.
How long you been there?
I've been there for about a couple months. I'm going to say about 4 or 5. So it's been a nice ride.
Okay, so we're live. International Gourmet Foods, IGF Shift Drink. First restaurant industry's first nighttime food show at a Torch Hop Brewery. Their competition, man, you getting any dirty looks? They looking at you crazy?
See, I didn't know we were going to be over at a brewery, so I came here in my New Realm gear, and now they're looking at me funny, but, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, we got good beer, too, so, you know, that's what we do.
Yo, you came in the new, oh, that's your logo right there? Oh, shit. You want all the smoke.
Oh, man, all the smoke, bro. I came in here set tripping.
You did. That's all good. Listen, so first, I'm going to take it. You've never been to a nighttime food show. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, especially now since I came in earlier in the day and I was able to leave at 8 o'clock just to make it here, especially for chefs, people who actually don't have to take the day off to come do it. Because, you know, we do a lot of stuff during the day, whether it's prep and nighttime. I mean, night shift is night shift, so we got to do it. So now that it's later on during the night, it's a very, very great opportunity for the actual chefs to come out and try the food and try the product firsthand rather than having a purveyor come by when it may not be as a convenient time, you know? So, I mean, it's great. I love it.
So what type of food are you guys doing over there?
So we're doing some American food, some American classics with a little bit of Asian flair. You know, we're doing a little Charles Soup pork, a Wagyu burger that just came on the menu, and then we're also doing a lot of locally sourced food, you know, like Springer Mountain Farms chicken, a lot of local farms like Tucker Farms. Thomasville Tom is actually one of the purveyors here. We get our Tom cheese from them, so we use that cheese for our BATL, which is great.
So when you come to a food show, or even tonight, what are you most excited about? Like, what's on your mind? Like, what are you looking for?
Looking for something that's unique. You know, a lot of these products sometimes tend to be the same, but just like if they can get that one piece of charcuterie that's just at one small detail different, or they take that one little extra step to make it better, like the fireball from I can't remember the name of that company, but it was great. You know, the lamb ham, phenomenal. You know, nobody's doing lamb ham, so it's like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, that lamb ham from Smoking Goose, I think
it was.
Yeah, they're crazy, man. They're doing some crazy stuff now. What's your shift drink, like after a long day? What's your go-to?
Definitely an old-fashioned, just something classic, something strong to the point. There with that, you know, can never go wrong.
You making it yourself, or are you pulling up? Or are you pulling up on a bar?
No, I'm definitely pulling up after, you know, like a 14, 15-hour shift, and it kind of feels good to be on the other end of the bar.
I understand that. Who, in a movie, when you get your movie, when they're writing your story, who's playing you in the movie?
I'm going to play myself, you know. I'm going to play myself even if I'm 50 years old, 50, 60 years old, you know. I'm going to play myself.
How you going to play the 20-year-old you?
He wasn't really important. He was just out there just eating the tacos. That's what he was doing.
I love that. Where you from originally?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Marietta, Georgia, but lived over in Mexico, spent a little time over in Texas and Florida, landed over here, and I've been here ever since.
Finish this sentence for me. The restaurant industry needs
more dishwashers.
Spoken like a true kitchen vet. I love that. What's behind that?
Yeah, well, it's because I myself started as a dishwasher, and I feel that once you start all the way from the bottom and earn your coat, you respect it a whole lot more along with the food. You begin to fall in love with it rather than just say, hey, I woke up today and I think I want to be a chef today and put pretty dots on a plate. It's not always like that. People don't see the hard work and the long hours behind it. nobody sees the work harder than a dishwasher. They're the backbone of an establishment, and anybody who disrespects the dishwasher, never work in my kitchen, ever.
No doubt, no doubt. Switching courses a little bit, who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Greatest rapper of all time, I'm gonna have to go with my boy Pac.
Pac.
Yeah, I'm going with boy Pac. I love the gangster rap, man. The Pac's, the Eazy's, the Dr. Dre's, the Snoop, Wild the West Coast. I love that, man. But you know,
I'm not mad at that one bit. International Gourmet Foods, IGF, is one of the best in the game. I love them, but you know, they're a company. They got to improve just like everybody else. Whether it be this company or anybody else, what do you want to see from, distributors like that they aren't providing? What's the gap in the industry right now?
More nighttime food shows like this, you know, something that us as chefs are able to go to, especially at days like this. You know, like it's a Tuesday. A lot of chefs are off Mondays and Tuesdays, you know. Have more days like this, more nighttime, something later, you know, when we're waking up, like, hungover. Just playing, you know, but, I mean, just the timing here is perfect.
Absolutely. And if you could, so, Pac, I was going to ask you if you could listen to one album, what would that, if you're on an island, here's the better setup. You're on an island, you can only take one album with you. What's it going to be?
I don't know if I can pick albums, man. More so just some of the songs.
Okay, give me some songs. Give me the start of the playlist.
All right, so Troublesome 96 is always going to be a good one. You got All Eyes on Me, which is always a great one and such. Definitely Thug's Mansion is a really, really good one. Other than that, anything from the Machiavelli album, says pretty well.
What's up, man? How old are you? You say you 36?
Man, I'm 28.
I'm thinking about somebody else. My bad. I gave you 8 years. You 28? No, you don't look old. It's just I asked somebody else. I'm getting my subjects messed up. So you 28 and you a Pac head. Like, how does that happen? Pac, you know, I'm 42 and see 90s, you know what I'm saying? You were really young when Pac was like when he died. What year were you born? Six, yes. Okay. So how did that happen? I mean, not how did he die. We all know that. How did you get on Pop?
Well, honestly, just being from a very, like, Mexican gang-infested neighborhood, they all respect Pac. If there's one thing that all, like, Latino gang members have in common, it's Pac. They all love Pac. Given that, like, that culture was something that I wanted to be a part of, but then quickly realized that that's not what to do, because it'll take your life away, as we saw with a lot of these gangster rappers, you know, or a lot of people that, or even some of my friends. So living through that, but also seeing that the music was what we listened to when things were calm, when things were serene. When you listen to music, when you listen to the Pac, when you listen to the Biggies and all that stuff, it was calm. Everything was cool. Everything was at peace. So listened to a lot of it, could relate to a lot of it. And that's how I fell in love with, like, Pac's music.
Let me ask you, if I can, what would Pac say right now as it relates to what's going on at the border, the administration? I'm going to parlay that into, I want to know, as a chef, you using your voice and your platform, how do chefs use that and how you would encourage? But what do you think, you know, a Tupac, like, how involved would he be? 40-something too? Like, what would he say right now?
I think he'd be very ashamed of where the country's coming to, man. It's a lot of Pac music speaks about the struggle that you go through when you live in a, you know, impoverished neighborhood. Us as chefs, man, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and tell you that we make the most money in the world. We don't. You know, some of the cooks that I know that I go, they work two or three jobs. So we get it. We go through that struggle. We just need something that we can relate to. You know, the fact that now, like, the economy and everything doesn't really help out still to the impoverished neighborhoods, it's kind of sad to see. So the song Changes, it still hits because it's still here. It hasn't changed. Only the drugs have changed. Yeah, we were talking about the crack babies in the 80s. Yeah, now the heroin and now everything else is taken through. So it's just, the drug game is still the same. You know, and I think he'd be pretty disappointed of how little we've come in some ways, but he'd also be very proud of how far we've come in some ways. You know, it's not just all bad. You have to take a step back and not just be pessimistic and look at the actual realities of how far we've come as well.
And do you think you as a chef, do you think you have a voice, like, as it relates to, you know, advocacy and importance that are just, or advocating for issues that are important to you and your community? And how do you use that voice, or how would you encourage someone to use their voice?
I really do, just because there's, everywhere you go, all right, let's put it this way, when you're on a nice date, if you're someone like myself that knows how to cook, then you cook mostly, you're going out, there's strength in numbers, man. These kitchens are packed with people. The strength in numbers and the voice that we can do. And not for nothing, man, a lot of these kitchens are ran by immigrants. You know, what can I say? You know, this is a big topic that's going on right now and such, and you can't really have a really judgmental view of immigrants when they're the ones making it run your country. So we have the manpower to be heard. It's just getting on that same boat and doing it, and making sure that we're heard, making sure that we take care of our own. Because at the end of the day, you know, we can only take care of ourselves, but if a group can take care of a bigger group or a smaller group, then, you know, there's companionship. That's how friendships are built.
Sous chef Hugo from New Realm came in the Torch Hop Brewery, set tripping. Shit did not pop off, which is all good, but good to talk to you, man. I know you're going to have a great career ahead of you. You got a powerful voice, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, man. We'll be doing Papa's pretty soon, man, so look out for Viva La Masa, and we'll be there.
And where can people find you online?
So you can follow me online at on Instagram at Sancho Stiglitz, you know, the neighborhood Sancho. So we'll be doing that, or you can just look me up on Facebook, Hugo Boss, and we're there.
Best IG name ever, my man. All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. I'm Rock Harper, and you've been listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you've made it this far, take a moment to head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, TCRX. Until then, thank you for listening.